Meeting is now being recorded.
In Phil's hands, getting underway with this facilitator responsibilities. A number of questions have been raised in the chat. Hopefully we can address those as well. In addition to that, we also have on the agenda locking in the face-to-face meeting and making sure we address any questions the new members have, interim leadership discussions, and please note in the email list that I've asked the staff to suggest the best call time for reoccurring calls. Generally, on these types of groups, we lock in a call schedule in advance so people can block their calendars. With that, staff, do you have any apologies and administrative issues you'd like to raise before we jump into the substance?
Hi, Denise. This is Yvette, the host of the room. Thank you. Yes, actually, hello there. We can go ahead and do a quick roll call and apologies, just so you kind of know who's on the call. We have yourself, Ram Krishna, Kavi, Russ, Norm, Rao, Lauren, Carrie Ann, Scott, and Bovin currently. For apologies today, we have Jeff, Alan, and Mr. Matagoro. And those are the only people I have apologies from. And currently, we do not have any observers in the observer room, just so you know.
Great.
That's it.
Thanks. And Eric is on vacation. I think his connectivity is not good either, but okay.
It's Jennifer here. Just a quick note. Boban just a second sent an email. He's having trouble joining the call, but he is trying.
Yeah, did the passwords throw some people? Apparently I can. It's just instituted a new security measure that we all learned about today. Okay. Are there any other additions or questions regarding the agenda as it's outlined? Okay, with that, I'll turn it over to Phil, who has a set of slides that he'll walk through as part of his discussion, and those will also be sent out to the list. Phil?
Okay. Can everybody hear me all right?
Loud and clear.
Am I being heard?
I can hear you well.
Okay, great. Yes. Terrific. Look, thank you for that, Denise, and thank you for doing all that work in getting the agenda together and communicating with everybody beforehand. Look, I just the first thing I wanted to say was that the little presentation that I want to just walk through is just it's kind of steadying the universe proposition. It's not completely, you know, polished or finalized. I've only just begun to run the structured interviews with people. I have all of them scheduled, but we're just into it part of the way. I've had conversations with Denise and Eric as the co-chairs from pre-pause era. I'm sort of getting my act together, so I apologize if any of this seems a little flat-footed. Given the emails and the discussions I've been having and the kind of suggestions and frustrations I'm hearing, I thought it was worth just having a conversation about the way in which I think the team should sort of go forward in the next few weeks, at least so that we're all coming from the same place in terms of kind of an understanding with that. Now, completely happy to have a discussion, debate about that, take feedback, edit, make changes as the team wants to do it, but there's a lot of uncertainty I hear in conversations about you know, what are we going to do next, and when are we finally going to get back to work, and issues like that. So I just wanted to step through this. Happy to discuss it. We don't have to resolve all of this right now, but that's a sort of a proposition for how the team should, you know, what the pathway forward should be from here. At least it's the mental model I'm working from. So if that's okay, I might ask for the next slide from Yvette or whoever's driving it. Terrific. This is just a few things that I have found in previous, not exactly the same, but similar scenarios for getting teams or groups that have you know, needed to reorganize themselves and sort of restart, if you like. We have got new people coming onto the team, so as much as I appreciate people's anxiousness to get on and get the work done, when you've got a really diverse group like this, the only choice we have is to sort of begin, is to work back up from the basics, even though that is frustrating for people who've been around far too long already and were keen to move on and get some things done. And I think that's coming through in the emails. There's a sort of a mix of ideas, but people are, I think, keen to get started again with a sort of a better foundation than maybe we started with the first time. The second thing that I found works is just getting real clear about doing the right thing. What are we trying to achieve? What's the scope, terms of reference, however you want to talk about it? That really comes first, and from there you can work on doing it right. So focus first on what is the right thing. The third thing that teams or groups in this kind of scenario get into is some understandably want to move on, either don't understand what the drama was about, or you know, at the other end of the spectrum, still feel bruised by the history. So it's critical to make sure that we give whatever happened, and that's something I still don't entirely clear about. It has to be kind of acknowledged and dealt with, neither wallowing in it nor sort of sweeping it under the carpet. The other rule four I have there is, you know, recognizing difference in a productive way. Understand that people come from different skill sets, different experience, different backgrounds, different cultures, but that the driver should be, within all of that, is to getting the job done. And that's the primary driver, is getting the job done. My read at the moment is that there's probably a whole lot of reasons why the pause occurred, and whatever difficulties were experienced, but from where we sit now, the only thing that's going to properly restore where things are is to get the actual job done. And that figuring out, reminding ourselves what that is, making sure it's up to date and everyone's agreed on it, and using that to drive the other decisions is really only choice for us. And then I suppose the final thing is that in a volunteer, public purpose, values-based organisation, that is a critical part of getting the job done. And so how you go about it is crucial to it all. So that's not intended to be like a lecture for people, but to at least set out the thinking behind the propositions on the next slide. I might just go to that first and then take draw breath and leave some gaps for people to ask questions and so on. Could I get the next slide, please, Yvette? There we go, yeah. So in terms of the sequencing of this, I know it's not necessarily the most important, it's not the sort of priority of most important, but there has to be a sequence that allows us to get back to building and, you know, creating some energy around the work of this review team. So the first question in my mind, and again, happy to discuss, is the sort of where are we, the kind of stock take. We've got new people coming into the team, even people who were here through the whole last 12 months or more of 18 months of process, are saying to me, I don't really know what happened. I don't know why the board did what it did, or the chairs did what they did, or the team members did what they did. Kind of uncertainty around what the history is. So there's some step we have to take to go through all of that. And so the tasks in that I've just set out are just, it's what I'm doing. The first dot point is really just reviewing the material, doing interviews with people, and from that, distilling a report back to the whole group. And in that process, try and make sure that kind of the concerns are addressed, issues are acknowledged, but to distill it down to some simple points, and we'll get a chance to debate all of that. We need, which Denise and Eric and others have picked up on, to get the induction of new team members complete, which we should talk about in terms of anything missing. There's been a digest of background materials provided, which got some good reviews I saw in the email. I think an important piece we've got to sort is the stock take of the completed review work. I'm already hearing a range of views about what actually got completed in terms of documented. So I think that would be really useful for people to understand just how much has been done so that's not thrown out. There's some differing views about what my job is in all of this, and I think that needs to be sorted out. People have to be coming from the same mental model of how the team's going to work and what I can add or not add. And it would, to flow on from that fourth dot point is requests of me, which again I'm asking in the interviews with people. There's also been some discussion in the email traffic around trying to sort out with the board or with the chairs of SOACs what is it they expect of the team, what are the obligations to those bodies, and so on. I have a view that where you guys are is it's entirely in your hands how this goes forward. There'll be very little by way of any kind of intelligent guidance to be got from anyone, either at the board or the chairs of the SOACs. Really, they have now thrown it back to you, and happy to debate this, but my view is it's really in our hands, ours, your hands, to sort what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and tell people what you're doing and let them comment. But I wouldn't be asking them any questions at this point. So, look, that's the first piece, is the where are we. Then we have to do some work on the, what are we aiming to achieve. I think there's different perspectives about that. A number of people have put to me that there's criticisms around the original terms of reference and the scope, and that isn't completely agreed amongst people what's intended to be achieved, and certainly not around how it should be achieved. So critical piece, a number of people have raised this. So I think, that's just a big chunk of early work that has to be done. And I might, do you mind, Yvette, going to the next slide, and I'll come back to here just so that we've stepped through it all. And the third chunk of work that I think needs to be done is once we've cleared up the what's to be achieved, is the what do we need to get there piece. There's disagreement. I'm hearing multiple views about the best way for the tasks to be completed. Frustration over people having the time to do it. Frustration over how long people have already put into this, and how much more time will be required. Disagreements around leadership structures, leadership and structures, I suppose, really, you know, what's actually needed for the job, questions around protocols, maybe so on. And then the issue of external relationships and how they are dealt with. So it seems to me, and then the fourth piece is, well, all right, how do we solve for those in the immediate term? And that's around how, the processes that this group uses to discuss those things through, agree to, you know, arrive at as close as a consensus as you can, and, you know, take it forward. So, Yvette, can we go back one slide, please? So the purpose of this is, and I apologise if it sounds like a lecture, but really to sort of set out and start to separate out all the issues into some logical chunking. I'm happy to take some discussion questions around these for people to, you know, take away from me and discuss around the where we are piece. My proposition is that that's the sort of first thing that needs to be kind of agreed, and to the extent that new members need to understand all of that, enough of the background to sort of get it, I think is the, you know, is a big chunk of the first piece of what we're doing. Now, I'm conscious that my interviews with people I think are an essential piece of all of this. It's certainly one of the deliverables I've been asked to deliver, and they're going to take till the end of next week to complete. Hopefully that process will, and a short report returned to you will serve the purpose of helping people to get on the same page in terms of where all of you are. So can I just ask for questions, comments, discussion around that? Okay. Let's go to the second dot point, the induction of new team members. We had a digest of background material provided by Denise and Eric, which looked like a great place to start. One of the questions raised in emails during the week is, what else do we need beyond that sort of document and recorded meetings archive that's indexed there? Has anyone had a chance to have a look at it? Any of the new members identified things that they, beyond that, that they would find helpful?
Oh, this is Russ. I've been going through it. Started with the wiki, and then the recent email helped me focus that. I think I'm coming up to speed when we get going.
Okay, great. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Lauren. Just quickly, I also like kind of started skimming through. I'm in the process of an international move, so in about 1.5 weeks from now, I should be done. But currently, it's a bit tricky to like do it quickly.
Sure. Anyone else? So can I make a request for those people who are doing that, who've sort of come onto the team, just to, as you go through it and see gaps, questions, all that kind of thing, that you're making notes on that, and go back to Denise or Eric with, or staff, if, you know, as appropriate, with sort of questions or suggestions in terms of picking up on anything that's missing in all of that. I would hope that the brief report back that I'm going to provide everyone will distill the gripes and complaints that people have had with how the process is run. So hopefully that'll serve that purpose there. Can someone who has been around in the team for a while just say something about the completed review work, where we can, what's the best way to get a sense of the work that is done, and
so this is Denise. I'm not sure I completely understand your question.
So look, the thing I'm a little concerned about is to get a handle on what in the 18 months, or however long the team got to work, what got completed, you know, what's halfway through that really needs to be sort of just picked up and run with, what are the things that sort of didn't get progressed, you know, is there some like place where that's set out, documented, you know, a slide deck, something that we can use as a, well, this is where we got to?
I think I have a high-level slide deck from late last year. I'll try and find that and put it up on the list. I think the different subgroups are at different points in their work.
Yeah.
And as I think I noted, the all the details of that work are captured only in various degrees on the wiki. I think one of the suggestions that has been raised was to take some time for the new people and do a few focused briefings on groups of work that have been progressed. But and I invite other team members to jump in on this too. I think by far the subgroup one focused on assessing implementation of the first review, and subgroup two, I believe, focused on ICANN SSR related activities were I think the most robust in terms of large sets of work. I'm less familiar with what two people did on IANA and a couple of the other subgroups.
Okay. Well, can I just flag, we don't have to resolve it tonight, but can I just please flag that that's something we need to get ready for the face-to-face at the least, probably earlier, but we certainly need to have some kind of common way of describing where we're up to on all of that. If the group needs to rethink its, you know, go back to its terms of reference, be satisfied that it's tackling the tasks in the right way and all that kind of thing, it really needs a way for the members of the group who were not intimately involved in it to understand what got done, how it was done, and at what level it is, and whether it's ready to, what's the priority for capturing that in the restart, if you like. So might be good.
I'm not sure. So this is Denise. I'm sorry to interrupt. Both Carrie Ann and Naveed have their hands raised. I'm not sure if you can see those icons on the Adobe Connect room.
Oh, sorry. My apologies. Yep.
No problem. Carrie Ann, do you want to go first? And then, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Carrie Ann. Can you hear me?
Got it.
Yep.
Yep.
Just to add to the discussion, some of the other subgroups, for example, the one that I shared, which was teacher threats, A lot of the work that we did was really just identifying what are the areas we needed to examine, recognizing that a lot of our work was dependent on some of the conclusions of the other working groups. So, for example, we have the only documentation that would be related to our group would be the scope that we were working on finalizing. And then meeting times became a bit problematic for many of us, and then we had gotten the freeze. So for future threads, I think the best reference would be the scope that we had kind of carved out. Persons have comments on it. We were trying to get feedback from the other members on the scope because we were trying to define what exactly is a future threat because it was going to feed into the recommendations of the final report. I think overall, Phil, just based on what you presented, I think if it is that, based on how you've described the steps going forward, it seemed to be a dual process. We just have to decide if we're going to just continue. The question you asked made it seem as if we're going to just pick up and continue, but the first part of your presentation also made it seem as if we needed to clarify before continuing. So I just need a clarity as to whether or not we are stopping, reviewing, clarifying scope before picking up where we left off, because maybe where we left off will be changed based on us clarifying where we need to go. So I just hope that by the time we get to the face-to-face, there's clarity on that as to we wait on the interviews to be completed, then your recommendations, then we finalize a new scope or confirm the pre-existing scope and then continue working.
Look, completely agree with that, Carrie-Anne. My issue around the completed work is to make sure that we're not throwing out valuable stuff that's been done. If the group agrees, you know, I suspect there'll be different answers for different pieces of the work, and it'll be really important piece of the whole decision making to kind of understand what was achieved. Because my sense is from the discussions I've had so far is not everybody was engaged in all the pieces of work or really understood quite what had been achieved or done. So I don't want to prejudge the group's decision about the terms of reference or scope changes that may or may not occur, I don't think we want to assume the answer at this point. But either way, however you go forward, you don't want to lose the work that's been done, you know, if it's valuable. And I suppose that's the question I'd like to pick up. And I certainly understand that some people feel they've done good work in this space, that the job's half done, and would be dismayed to think that that was just all going to go back to some kind of restart and that would be lost. So I didn't mean to, imply one solution or another. So I completely accept what you're saying those decisions have to be made, but I think gathering the information on the way is what I'm trying to do with all of that. Naveed, can I go to you, please?
Yeah, can you hear me, please?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Phil. Hi, everyone. So I'm one of the new members, actually, as you might know. So the material has been shared just recently, and seems to be quite a lot reading, so I'm going through it and might take some time. But I was just wondering, while we are going through all this, are we going to have at some point in near future an analysis of what actually we need to take forward and what we are leaving behind, like in terms of what was useful, what was done actually already, and what was not. So that we can only take that forward. And on the other hand, there might be some events or policies that could impact the approach of the group that it had taken before the review team was paused. So are we going to think on these lines? So this might be one of the agenda for a face-to-face meeting. I'm not sure, but just I wanted to highlight what I was thinking on these lines. Thank you.
Thanks, Naveed. That's exactly what I'm hoping to to achieve in the steps leading up to the face-to-face is that we've done that analysis and importantly shared it across the team, so the team has a common understanding of exactly that. What a value has been done that we don't want to lose, and what the priorities are going forward once we've agreed if there are changes to the terms of reference and scope. So, completely agreed with that. Anyone else for questions, discussion, contribution around this sort of question of where we are? The kind of okay, so I might just address the facilitator role dot point for a second. In the email exchanges we've been having in the last week, there's different mental models of what job I've been asked to do. I just sort of want to be clear. The job I've been asked to do is really to help the team sort any remaining issues, make sure that the right thing is being done, so the terms of reference and scope, everyone is satisfied they're the right things to be done, that there's a agreed approach to the work, and the team is sort of has a shared understanding of all of that. If there are missing things in terms of support, expert advice, anything else, that's clarified, that in terms of the work plan going forward, that there is the right sort of processes in place and the leadership structures are correct for what the team's trying to achieve, and that's it. So I think Jeff, who I don't think is on the call, talked about a sort of much more far-reaching role, which I've not been asked to do. That's my best understanding of it. But I should also say my philosophy around the last two dot points is the same. This is in our hands or your hands. So if there's something you want different from what I'm proposing to do, you know, you gut by all means, we'll do what we can to sort of meet those needs. I see that Boban has put in some comments in prior to leaving, which is a suggestion that the Denise and Eric's please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, folks. Yeah, this is Boban, and unfortunately I have to leave, but I put some comments on the chat, so you can read it. I would like to thank you to hear you next week, and wishing you also a good conference call. Thanks.
Thanks, Boban. Thank you. All right, so look, questions? Or comments around the facilitator role from anyone? Also happy to do this offline. Okay. Can I just step to the second point in here, around what to achieve. This is, you know, the meat that people have been raising around this. There's some dissatisfaction with the vagueness of the terms of reference that people have put. There's some experience about some things that have worked and not worked so far on the review. It's been put to me as well that the 8 months or so that the review's been on pause, that's a long time in internet time, and so there are probably changes that have occurred in that time that have to be taken into account. There are quite different views about how the work is supposed to be done or should ideally be done in this review. So I think those are all really big issues that need to be resolved. I'm very skeptical that we'll be able to do that in a teleconference discussion. So I think that's the sort of, you know, number one priority issue for the face-to-face meeting in terms of outcomes. So I put that sort of proposition out there, happy to have debate about it or discussion, but that's sort of what's informing my thinking, is that those are pretty important fundamental issues, and to achieve agreement on them, you really need to build that up in layers, and I can't see that working on teleconferences at, you know, times when we are only getting perhaps two-thirds of the group attending a teleconference, or sometimes even less. So I'd like to see us using some written communication to help build that up, to get us to a point where we can debate the sensitive issues and get that consensus in place. Can I ask for comment or reaction to that sort of proposition? Okay. I don't see any hands there. Could I get the next slide, please, Yvette? If I can go to the first dot there about what we need to get there, what I'm getting at this early stage is one end of the spectrum is we need to just put our heads down and write this thing, get on top of it and write it, and it requires people to be able to contribute quite a bit of their own time in really conducting the review tasks themselves. And at the other end of the spectrum, people who think that this is an undoable job for the diverse team of globally distributed volunteers, and that the heavy lifting in the review team work should be being done by consultants or subject matter experts, technical writers, by resources that the review team oversees anyway. So quite different mental models of what's happening here. So again, I think the only way to sort of really resolve that is to have people in a room really understand the work that's in front, understand what worked before and what didn't work, and come to a view about what the best way to take those jobs forward is. And I think it's a critical piece. You know, the history is littered with the wreckage of groups or teams that try to do undoable jobs, and it's just a recipe for disaster if it's not being tackled in the best way. So I think, you know, people just need to have that chance to have that discussion and be clear about what the best way to do all of that is. I think the leadership and structures is again should fall out of the first discussions about what to do and what's the best way to do them. That makes it much clearer about what leadership and what structures you need for it going forward. And there is a whole stack of material in the confidential surveys, in the email exchanges back and forth and so on about behaviours and how the team works and how it works together and who's respected, who isn't respected, and a whole bunch of things like that, which again need a bit of time to work through, but are much better done, in my experience, falling out of an agreement about the work that needs to be done and how best to do it, and those things make a whole lot more sense once you've got that context agreed. Then I suppose the last one there is, I talked about it before, I just think the external relationships do need to be discussed. There's I'm not clear yet about how they work and what's the best way to deal with them, but I think that would really help in terms of giving people, so I suppose, permission and confidence that they're doing work that's going to be appreciated and acknowledged. Look, happy to throw it open again for discussion or questions, and if you guys at all like to have a think about it, I'm more than happy to pick this up in our interviews or to be approached by email or Skype out of session to discuss all of that. The main purpose was to put this in front of you and say, here's where I think this should all go, roughly in this sequence. This is the mechanism I'm suggesting for resolving the issues that people are raising. So, anyone else comment? Any requests from anyone? I'm hearing nothing. All right. That was really the main things that I just wanted to do in that discussion. I'll return to the agenda. If we could please.
Phil, this is Negor, if I may. Phil, if I may, there are some comments in the chat. People on the call are either acknowledging your comments via plus ones in the chat in the Adobe room or are putting some comments down. So if you're unable to see, please let me know. I'm happy to read them out because I'm not sure if you're, the Adobe room is working well for you or not. For example,
I was a little lax there in sort of.
Go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Yep. Sorry, I apologize for that. I'm not expert at this. Okay, look, thank you for your patience with listening to all of that. I'm really looking forward to talking to all of you. My interviews so far have been fascinating, I have to say, and I've been much heartened by even the few interviews I've had with the level of frustrations, the level of commitment to doing a good job in this and delivering a good result for ICANN. So can we go back to the agenda now, Yvette? Okay. I think we have a proposition. If we go to item 4, we've dealt with item 3 earlier. We have a proposition for the folder at the moment is a suggestion that Denise and Eric, as the surviving co-chairs, just keep going in the role for the time being until we've sort of got ourselves ready and got to the face-to-face organised and so on, and that we make a call after that once people have sort of seen the whites of each other's eyes at the face-to-face and got a clearer idea about how the work's going to be done going forward. Have we got anyone who would like to make a comment about that or agree or disagree?
This is Denise. Is there anyone who'd like to share the duties of facilitating conference calls?
Okay, I'm seeing agreed's coming up on the screen. Okay. No, I don't think you're going to pass that task off, Denise, by the sound of that. Well, again, I'm happy to take feedback offline on all of that, but I think that's the default at the moment, and absent anyone suggesting an alternative, I think we might take that as a sort of accepted for now, as long as Denise and Eric are happy to do the work for now. I will be able to assist more as I get on top of the issues and get to know everybody better in terms of all of that. But this is very much needs to be content competent co-chairs. Okay, if I may just move to the next agenda item, which is the face-to-face meeting. We can probably ignore that slide for the moment. It's so the first issue is the dates, 22nd to the 24th. That still looks like the correct time, or the best time to do it. It isn't going to get everybody, but that seems to be the accepted one. Do you have any better information, staff or Denise? Any change to the Google Doc?
Not that I'm aware of, Denise.
Okay. All right. Well, if that's our days, then it's that was originally planned for Brussels. There's been a proposal put that be moved to Washington, D.C. as more convenient for the majority. And then I subsequently heard from a sort of contra view that people who would prefer to stick with the Brussels idea. The reason why that slide was up there with the funny colours is I was just trying to look through it to see what the consequences for people would be and who would have the more difficult job if it was moved to DC. And I guess it depends who you are really and where you're sitting. Denise?
Yes. So, in addition to preference, so there's a few other things that factor into making decisions about these meetings. That includes budget for the review team. Since a review team has never been paused before, and now our work period is significantly extended, unclear what our total budget is going to be, but we attempt to choose locations that attempt to, control travel and other expenditures and other costs. So that's a consideration, of course, that goes into this, and one of the reasons we're focusing on a couple locations that have ICANN offices that cannot can accommodate just one factor, of course, not many. As well as the sort of geographic distribution of review team members in terms of travel time, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone want to make a comment to this discussion? We got some people typing. Can I just say, I should say that I've had conversations on the phone so far, and for what it's worth, there's some, here we go, we got Carrie-Anne. Can I just say, Naveed, I completely agree. We absolutely have to sort this tonight, really. We're already past people's deadlines for getting visas to travel. So it's, at a practical level, it's crucial that we just sort this and do it.
Hi, this is Carrie-Anne. Yeah, this is Carrie-Anne. For me, I think what Denise explained a while ago, just in terms of practical and getting everyone in a central location and cost, I don't know if the staff can guide us as to what would be more feasible and if that would help the team to make a decision. Either way, like for me personally, if it's in D.C., I should be able to participate. If it's not in D.C., I'll participate remotely. But we still have to look at the majority just to see what is more feasible to either take everyone to D.C. or for persons to meet up in Brussels. I don't know what would get the majority participation. I think that's what we need to look at. Because as you explained, Phil, the face-to-face is a critical face-to-face. So we're looking at majority attendance. So as Norm, I don't know if you saw Norm's request in the chat. He's asking if coming to Norm's comment in the chat is whether or not coming to the U.S. is problematic. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you just repeat? Yeah,
I think Norm's... Norm's question is critical, whether or not it would be more problematic for persons to go to Brussels or persons to come to the U.S. But I think if the staff could help us in seeing where we would get the majority attendance, I think physical, face-to-face attendance is what we're going for right now. So I think we need to just, I think that should what our decision should be based on. How do we get the most bodies in the room?
Look, I think the issue that I was picking up on while people are typing is that for some, it's about line ball in terms of attendance. It might be one, it's plus or minus one from looking at the Google Doc. I think the issue is probably more that the fact that it's convenient to have it in North America is probably unarguable. The real issue is that for people who are on the other side of the world, there's a fair bit of extra pain involved in. Getting there, I think that was the issue that was being raised with me So more people typing. Okay. Okay, so just from my read of all of that, we have some strong preferences for the US and neutrality, by and large, neutrality from those who are from the rest. A couple of preferred Brussels. I have a couple that spoke to me who are not here preferring Brussels, but I think norms is the most practical suggestion I've seen on there. So, okay. Look, this is a terrible way to make a decision like this, but it looks like we've got a weight of numbers wanting to do the US. So let's just pick that as a... Unless someone wants to protest, let's just do that, get it done, and kind of move on from there. Get that one out of the way. What I'm going to do is just, forgive me, Denise, I'm running over the top of you here, but better that I do what I think. I'm going to call that a decision and wait a minute, and if nobody protests or speaks up, let's do it. Okay, the next thing that we had on our agenda was the plenary calls. We've had different views about Tuesdays or Thursdays. I have heard, so I see there are three rotating time zones there. I think the problem was reported to me that if you have three rotating time zones, you end up with one of those not working, meeting times. One of those nobody attends, even though it's sharing the pain equally, we don't get attendances. So I think anyone want to speak up on the plenary calls?
This is Denise, and unfortunately I'm going to have to hop on another call soon, but we have decisions both about the frequency needed at this point for the calls as well as the time. Is this something people feel comfortable thrashing out on the email list today and tomorrow?
Yeah, I think that's a good suggestion. Let's give everybody, 24 hours to put in their comments by email on the proposals for the calls. My advice is that scheduling the slot is a good idea. You may not use every one of them. So if material isn't ready or issues aren't ready to discuss, you just cancel it, but you put it in people's diaries. Usually works.
Yeah, that's what we usually do. Yep.
Everybody okay if we do that? 24 hours to put in any views on the plenary calls? Okay, good. It sounds like we don't have any disagreement, Denise. I think that sounds right.
Before I jump off, just wanted to clarify action items. And the couple that I have are, again, take a look at the digest and add any additional background, particularly that would help new members get up to speed. New members have an action item to let us know on the list what they would feel would be most helpful in getting them oriented up to speed in addition to what has been provided. In the next 24 hours, we'll lock in the frequency and time of our conference calls. Eric and I will work with staff to move the administrative items forward for an August meeting in D.C. And Phil, I imagine you have some action items you want to reflect.
Sure. So I have things I have to do, which is to get those interviews done and to report back to people with a brief summary of all of those. Another action item is to sort out the stocktake of where work is at the moment. I will do that offline and talk to staff. No, I don't have – what else have I got on here? I've already spoken to staff. Staff are assisting with where they can with visas. Try and accelerate those. I think Mr. Maddock is the biggest problem with the amount of time required to get a visa. That's it.
Okay. Great. I have to jump off. I wanted to thank everyone for participating in today's call, and a special thank you to Phil for doing all the heavy lifting on this call and helping us move forward. And, of course, thanks to staff for helping us run a successful call. We look forward to continuing.
Oh, thanks, everyone.
On the email list. All right. Bye-bye.
Look, we've gone over the hour by 10 minutes almost, so probably it looks like everyone's out and gone. So thank you all. And we'll talk again soon.